Good morning. It is 9 o'clock and time for The Plant Rant. And she's here, Sandra the Plant Lady.
Good morning, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm overheated, but that's okay. That's what summer's all about.
Everyone probably is. If you're not on the water, in the water.
It's hot. Not. Yeah.
Well, it's a good time to get out the piece of plastic and make a slip and slide or sit in the kiddie pool if you don't have the advantages of being on a lake or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, most of us don't have the advantage of being on a lake. And some of us just don't like being in a lake, like
me. Well, that's okay. That's where the kiddie pool comes in. You just take
exactly.
A few inches of water and you can cool right down.
You sure can.
Well,
so what are we talking about?
Day.
Pardon me?
Happy Independence Day.
Well, you too. And are you attending some fireworks tonight, or can you see them from where you live?
You know, we live near a lake that does them, and I heard a lot last night, and so I didn't look to see when they were doing those, if they did them on and off night or not. But we certainly won't be going anywhere. But we will light some off at home.
Oh, well, that's better anyway.
Yes. It was a blessing with that rain. Otherwise, it would be a little bit scary.
Yeah, no kidding. And we could stand a little more rain. It's not like we got too much. Well, I don't know what it did by you. How many oranges did you get?
We got quite a bit. I did talk with my cousin who lives outside of, near Amory, and she said they got like 7.5 inches.
Oh, my. We only had 3.5 here at the station.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, well, and then down by Forest, where Randy Dean lives, he has a rain gauge with a capacity of 10 inches, and it ran over.
Well, yeah, Hammond, Baldwin, Woodville, that whole area got flooded out.
I understand the Willow River was way over its banks and all that sort of
stuff.
I
saw some beautiful videos of the Willow River, actually, with the water going up, people had shared. So.
Yeah.
But we did need the rain. It was starting to get really dry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I was happy that we got what we did. And then as far as weeding goes, that is the prime time, folks. If you can get out there after a good rain and those roots just, they're so much easier.
They come out easier.
Out of the ground.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but, well, how is your garden doing?
Well, I was going to ask you first. That was actually one of my first things. How is your yard? Because you and Luann had recently did some grass seeding and...
We did
things from Abrahamson. So how is everything going?
Well, all of the things that we got over at Abrahamson's are doing wonderfully. We put a tomato plant in a container, two of them, in fact, one in each container, and they're doing well. Got tomatoes, but they're tiny yet.
Isn't that fun?
It is fun. But the yard, now there's another thing. Parts of it are wonderful. The grass is up 6-8 inches, stuff like that. But there are parts of it where it practically no grass seed sign at all. So I threw some more seed down there, and we'll see what happens. And luckily, I did it just before that rain.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. But I think tomorrow or Sunday, in the early morning, I'm going to go out and just mow parts of it because it's getting a little bit more like a hay field now.
Sure. Well, and with that, as long as we get the moisture.
Yep.
You hate to mow when it's going to be dry, and then
exactly,
and that's the biggest challenge with new lawns.
Yep.
Even with the sod, seeding's the best way to get a good lawn, but you really have to keep it watered. And even with sod, you need that root to get connected down into the earth there, and that takes water.
And it takes quite a while. I've noticed with our lawn though that we watered every day, and I don't know what our water bill's going to look like, but because we did water a lot. Well, then it rained, and thank goodness for that, because it was a lot of rain. So I suppose by tonight we'll have to go back to watering again.
Yeah, it doesn't take long for it to
sure doesn't.
Dry back out. I've been weeding for some folks, and I went yesterday despite the heat, but one of their beds is in a shadier spot. But there was all these oak acorns that had seeded and then were sprouted, and boy, were those hard to get out. I'm actually going to have to use a different tool or go back with more the big shovel and pry down and loosen to pull them, because they were really, and I was really surprised, but I suppose under the canopy, too, of that oak, it stays a little bit drier, and now it's been a few days since the rain, but I was surprised, and I think those really, they're known for having a good solid taproot. So those, they were in there. I thought, well, it's not going to do me a lot of good just to pull the leaves off these things. So.
No, it's a better, if you have to, you end up having to dig them out.
Yeah, and I think
which you don't want to do, but what are you going to do otherwise? Let them grow? Probably not.
No. So that's been, around here, it's been good. It's so fun seeing everything. Yesterday, we always leave our milkweed, and yesterday there was a monarch frolicking in the milkweed, so I was always excited to see that, and now it'll be time to start seeing if there's eggs and all of that out there. And
so do you find, well, you haven't been out and about, so you really don't know, I suppose, but everybody was supposed to let the milkweed grow or grow some or whatever. Have we done some of that?
You know, I think so. We had Janie on. Was that a year ago or 2 years?
Something like
it must
that,
have been a year ago, because 2 years ago I wasn't having guests yet. So, but last year we had Janie, the butterfly lady, on. And, you know, there's more and more people like her that are spreading the word. So hopefully people are doing that. I mean, we mow around ours as best as we can and let them go. And it is, and it's fun. And I do grow some cultivated milkweed as well. That I have a couple of varieties of the swamp milkweed that I have in the regular flower bed as well.
Ah, okay. All right.
But hopefully, now's a chance again. People, leave your milkweed. It is the only plant for the monarch butterfly. So without it.
You know, it's really interesting, isn't it? That's really the only plant for the monarch.
It is.
How did they survive all these years?
Well,
because there was a real push for a long time. I remember when I was a kid, lived on the farm, one of the things Dad made us do was go through the pasture land and pull out the milkweed.
Sure.
And we shouldn't have done that.
and I'm sure part of it's their habitat loss, and there's other factors.
Oh,
sure, predators and everything, too. But, leave the milkweed, people. And it's so interesting. We were just reading a book about butterflies. But, the caterpillar eats the milkweed leaf, and that actually makes the caterpillar poisonous to other animals or predators. So I thought that was really interesting.
It is. Nature had a way of doing things, didn't she?
Yes. What a powerful survival.
Oh, boy, I'll say. I love that old ad of years gone by on TV. It's not nice to fool Mother Nature. That's a great ad, because it's true.
Yeah, probably dangerous to do that.
Well, it is dangerous, especially when you think genetically modified plants and all that kind of stuff, and the kind of stuff we put on plants to kill weeds and all that sort of stuff. I don't know if we've really progressed as much as we think we have.
That sounds like a whole other show. I think when I get back into the studio again and we start having guests again, maybe we can find. And actually, what would be super fun is to get two people that are on opposite.
Oh, yeah.
On opposite sides of the table on that. It could get pretty exciting. But that's a whole other thing.
It is.
So, it's been fun here. My bird feeders haven't had a ton of activity. The squirrels and chipmunks have just gotten, kind of taken over, and the birds seem kind of intimidated. But, I'll recommend to people, if you don't want to spend the money on bird food or you don't want to have to deal with the mice and the chipmunks like I am and the other things that come with it, just having a bird bath. I have a couple different bird baths, and one's nothing fancy. It's a copper pot, kind of, that I put a rock in the middle, and I've got it in the base of an old plant stand, and they love that. And then I've got a standard ceramic bird bath as well. And the cat birds, which are ones that don't necessarily always come to the feeder, they like grape jelly if you have that out. But the cat birds come and bathe in this bird bath, and it is so fun.
Wow.
Excuse me. It is so fun to watch. And the robins, too, they're another one that just go crazy in the water.
Well,
and
know,
it doesn't
robins
have to be fancy. Get a shallow pan or anything that'll work and put some water. You do have to keep them clean. I keep a scrub brush just close by, and I do have mine near the hose, so I make it as easy as possible. The hose is right there. The scrub brush, you scrub it out every couple of days, and you want to freshen it up anyway. I have mine by the bird feeding area, so it does get bird seed in it and stuff.
Sure.
But it's not, and then that gets you outside, too. I know it's been hot, but I have to say, this was a few days ago. For whatever reason, I was feeling anxious, not for anything in particular, but I was just feeling anxious, and if few months back on the show, my focus was about nature and mental health and the benefits. And I have to say, Bob, I went outside, and I don't even know, I think I went out, I don't know, to take out the garbage or something. And then when I was out there, I was like, oh, I will look at my plants. And then, you know, I had just weeded this week after the rain, but then there was a few more weeds. And so I start pulling on those, and, you know, I felt
better.
That anxiety that anxious sensations that I was physically experiencing, not even a thought process, just physically feeling that, and went outside, went with around the plants, pulled a few weeds, then realized I was like pretty much still in my pajamas and it was getting too hot. I should probably change to be outside, but I felt so much better. So if you can get out, feed the birds, do your bird baths, it gets you out there. And well, if it's now it's hot, you know, get up early, go outside right away.
Sure.
It's just a great way to start the day.
You know, it's I hear a lot of things. I hear way more news than I should. And one of the things that you hear is that people in general, and kids in particular, are having a hard time dealing with this stay close to home, don't go out in crowds, all that sort of thing. Don't you suppose that that might be a way past that?
Well, it is, but I have to say, our son, he just told me this week, he's like, Mom, I've done everything there is to do on this farm. I mean, we're on 260 acres next to a nature preserve that adds on to that. And, Mom, I've done everything there is to do on this farm, you know. But actually, it's on that note. It was, so the other morning, we were eating breakfast, and Anthony, he loses focus sometimes. And all of a sudden, he's no longer at the table. And so I'm like, what the heck? So I go outside. I go out into the porch, and he's outside. So I just say, what are you doing? Looking at flowers. And I thought, you know what? Breakfast can sit there for a minute. Let's do it. And so here he had found the first nasturtium bloom was on the plant. He points that out to me. The first opening of the phlox was on the plant. He pointed that out to me. The first clematis blossom of the bush clematis opened up. And here he is out there noticing all these openings of these plants that I previously hadn't seen the flowers on.
Wow.
And it was just, it was a lovely moment. And I'm really glad I didn't start with, get back in the house and finish your breakfast. Excuse me. Instead, I just said, what are you doing? Looking at flowers. And we walked around the yard and took our little trip in the woods. And it was very beautiful.
But it is, you know, anybody listening to this, if you have kids, you know, maybe that's a good idea. You may not have a 250-acre farm or whatever to walk around on, but you probably got a backyard of some sort, and somewhere back there, something's growing.
Well, and even to drive somewhere. I mean, you can...
Yeah.
We are rural enough. It's like I talked last month about the Balsam Lake trails. We didn't see anybody else there. Nobody else's cars were parked there. And even still, you can go around people. So if you're still social distancing, you can still get out places and get outside. And I think it is hard because the kids were already home for several months before then.
Yeah.
You know, and there's been more online time, I'm sure, probably than normal, just because everybody's ready for some kind of a break.
Exactly.
It's hard. And the kids, I feel bad. They need to be around kids. But right now, that's not...
It's not really the best idea.
Choice.
Well, and we don't know.
Out of their mouths.
And we don't know yet if there's going to be school in the fall.
I know. Let's not get into that right now. I'll have to go outside because my anxiety level will be rising again.
Well, we could talk about more pleasant things like with what we've already talked about. And now I forget. You have mostly flowers or do you grow vegetables?
Oh, my gosh. Ryan is the one in our household that does the vegetable garden. And because he hasn't been working either, and has been home, and he does seed, so that's a reasonable way to be able to start plants from seeds. And, you know, because we have access to the greenhouse, he's able to start a lot of things early. So his garden is huge this year, and it's amazing. It is just phenomenal. So, as a matter of fact, probably we should be out getting getting some peas and things picked and brought in. But
oh, really? Already?
Oh, we've been eating salad, lettuce for a long time, radishes, broccoli. The peas are coming. Only had a few strawberries this year. We need to kind of reestablish. The strawberries were existing in that area, and they just kind of need to be reestablished a little bit. But raspberries now are really starting to come around, and those are just growing, you know, on the property already.
Sure.
And
wow. You kind of got your own little arboretum down there.
It's pretty neat. It's a great spot. It's a really, we've been really blessed. I'm super grateful for where we are. And especially right now, it's perfect because you can walk out the back door and you can go to the woods and the space to garden. You know, I haven't been getting any new plants this year, but I've been blessed with lots of my plants from last year set seeds.
Oh.
And I've got all these seeds because I don't always dump out my pots, which I'm grateful that I didn't. And a few things I did dump, and then I saw seeds sprouting up out of the compost. I'm like, oh, I better pull this out and replant that. And then I've been moving some stuff. My one garden just got so huge, and I'm normally not one to start moving stuff around, but because I don't have access to other plants, I've been able to, and I was able to take one hosta, and it made like two huge hostas out of the one, and so I've been able to expand that wooded area I was telling you about last month. With that, and so there's been a few things that are, you know, something got bigger than I thought, now another plant's underneath it. So I've been able to do, still have fun with that, moving things around. And then Ryan with the big garden, he's out there all the time.
If you have a big garden.
Because he has a way to, it's something to do with all the time that we have.
Sure.
So, well, and we get to eat.
And not only that, but if you have a big garden, it does take a lot of time.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, because you got to keep the weeds out and all that other stuff. Plus, then comes the time you're enjoying most, which is harvesting some of it.
Yeah, and
big
it'll
meals.
Be interesting. We'll definitely be needing to do a lot of processing this year, which is fine, though, because look at the food scare that happened.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'll have lots of, our freezer and our pantry will be full.
That was going to be a question I had. What do you can? Do you freeze? What do you
do? We do both. I like freezing, but then, you know, we have a lot of meat, too. So he just butchered most of our chickens last week, and the meat chickens, and there's still a few left to go. So that, you know, that starts to take up space. We've got turkey chicks right now, so the turkeys, they take up a lot of space because they normally get big. The last few years, he started butchering those a little bit earlier so that you don't wind up with such a big bird at the end. So then he did buy some jars, and like you and I had predicted, that those things are becoming in scarce supply. So now I'll be better at saving all, you know, as many jars as I can do. And there's some stuff in the pantry we did years ago that we didn't wind up eating, so it'll be time to empty some of those and get that ready.
And use them again for something else.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the sort of thing, though, that... do you get in a habit of it? I mean, you kind of go year to year. Once you start, you just don't give up on it?
Well, it depends. I mean, it depends upon the season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, some years, if the tomatoes don't grow, well, now you're not going to be processing those. It depends upon how much. Because, you know, you're dealing with Mother Nature and critters, and things can change. So we're just going to keep hoping, sending out the good vibes out there for the plants. Well, and then let's not forget, too, about... the wildcrafting, you know, all the plants that are available. The Tana Worrell, the Friendly Forager, her July 4th class, just so people know, that was the free class that was going to be at the state park tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That has been canceled.
Sure.
She does have an event through Osceola Community Ed, which will be this Tuesday, July 7th from 5 to 7.
Oh.
There is a fee for that, although 12 and under are free with a paid adult. And you'd sign up for that through the Osceola Community Ed, which is 715-294-4601.
So some things are still going on.
Some things are still going on.
You know, I was surprised. We have this program on the air here called the Community Calendar, and we tell about all those kinds of things that are going on. And for weeks, we haven't had anything. I mean, literally, just nothing. And, of course, part of that's because we can't know it if people don't tell us. But this morning, I'm looking here, and I'm looking at four cards of things coming up.
Wow.
You know, which, maybe we're past this drought we had for community calendar, because that was nothing. Even
well,
the churches.
I think it's a matter of, more things now. People can be outside and
yeah.
do things. And people's comfort level's changing. Mine's not, but some people are. And everybody has to do themselves.
Well, you got to do what you got to do for your own self. It's sort of the thing like here at the station. We've gone on business as usual. We haven't changed a thing.
Right.
We always wash your hands and that sort of stuff. And there's not so many of us, so it's easy to socially distance 6 feet. But
well, you have a small community of people that you're around.
Exactly.
And as long as everyone, I guess, is being respectful of that when they're out.
Well, and they are, because people, generally don't go to places unless they absolutely have to, like the grocery store.
Right.
But I did notice that one of the restaurants we went through on Monday had put all their tables back and had taken down the restrictions for the booths.
Sure.
So that was kind of nice, because otherwise you had to wait.
Right.
You know.
So now we're back to food again. So
yeah, well, it's always about food, Sandra, isn't it?
My greatest thing, so in addition to the, you asked if I did more flowers or the vegetables, and my add-on in my flower beds are the herbs, and especially right outside the door. And I love that, because you could be in the middle of making something, and you can run outside. So we've had fresh parsley, cilantro, a couple kinds of basil, mint.
Yeah.
Oh, what else do we have? Oregano. And it's so fun to add those things. Whether you cook them or do them fresh or throw them in your water.
And that's close to the door?
Right outside the door.
Oh,
I've got the one bed, and then we have some pots, too. So, I mean, and like you said, with your tomatoes, you don't have to have a lot of space.
Yeah.
You can have a flower pot, and as far as getting outside, put one chair with a plant next to it, and now you can go sit by a plant outside, even if you don't have a lot of room.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't take a lot of room, and it's enjoyable no matter what. I've never been the kind of guy that was into that sort of stuff, but this year I kind of wait for 10 to 7 in the morning when I buzz home from here and water the hanging baskets.
Oh, the hanging baskets are a time. They are a commitment.
Because you better water them.
They bounce back. They bounce back.
I've been helping
some folks that have a cabin, so I can not be around people and do a little stuff. And man, yeah, you go over there some days when nobody's been around, and those hanging baskets look pretty tough. And you give them a drink though, and
in an hour or so, they come right back.
It's pretty forgiving, so that's always good. Well, and then I was excited, when we had Teresa Wolf on, the herbalist, the eco-herbalist, a few months ago. And we started talking about tincture, and I went out and harvested some yarrow flowers and made tincture this week. So that was another thing. I was excited. I haven't done that in a few years. I didn't make a big batch, just small, but
not for yourself.
It doesn't take a lot. So
yeah.
So that was kind of fun.
So that's what you're doing in your downtime, since most of your time is downtime now, right?
Yeah. Although it's amazing how fast the days still go by, and how there's still a phone call that you didn't get made, or a letter that didn't get mailed, or whatever. The days go by pretty fast.
They do go in a hurry. If you have any interest in life at all, days are not really long enough.
No.
It's kind of like with us. We, between our house and this radio station, we don't do much else. I mean, that's just about it.
Now that you got rid of the RV.
Pardon?
Or now that you're not camping anymore.
No, we can't camp anymore.
Yeah.
Lost the motorhome. It just got wrecked. But anyway, so now we're here. And so we decided we'd take on these plants this spring. And I'm glad we did. So
good.
Is Luann.
One thing, too, to remind people. Last month I talked about time to trim the lilacs. You're running out of time if you're going to do that. So if you haven't done it yet, I would do it soon. Fertilizing as well. This month and August are going to be your last opportunities to get fertilizing your plants. So if you want to do any of that, it's time.
Are you talking?
And it's amazing. It doesn't take a lot. A little bit, and they respond well to that.
You're talking plants, or you're talking lawn, or
your house plants, your container plants that you talk about, your hanging baskets, which the annuals, you can keep fertilizing those if you're not going to keep them through the winter. But your garden beds, you know, would be the time now if you wanted to top dress with any extra nutrients and put that down, or some people do a liquid feed and water it in. But after August 31st, you don't want to be fertilizing anymore. So if you haven't done it yet,
it's getting close. It's getting close.
Yes.
Yeah, you can't. You don't have much time left, so plan for it. Maybe on a not quite so hot day, though, huh?
Yeah, I know.
It's a little hard to work up the ambition to go out and do any real effort.
Yes, get up early.
Yeah.
Get up early. I talked to my cousin this morning. She'd been up since I said, I hope it's not too early to call. She's like, I've been up since 5. I had to get out and get my plants watered before, you know. And she's not doing it for her. So it's cool for her. She's doing it because she doesn't want the plants to struggle at all. And I thought, wow, she's a lot nicer than I am. I wait till they're like, help me. And then I'm like, I guess I better water these. Not all the time. But, yes, you know, we had all this rain. And I thought, they're fine. And yesterday my bay leaf was sending out a cry for help. And
yeah, well, it doesn't take long, you know. That's the thing about the natural rain. It rains, and it can rain a lot in a day. You almost have to water again, depending on your land.
You know, especially with the containers, the water's draining out.
And yeah.
So I had a few questions this month, which I suppose we should get to,
although we've got
a few minutes left here.
Oh, yeah.
I had a plant ID question where I saw a photo, and it was gas plant, which if people aren't familiar with is interesting. It's Dictamnus albus, or the gas plant. And that is just a neat plant. But I was glad they sent me a notice about it, a picture, because that some people are really sensitive to the leaves on that plant. And so I was able to let them know, like, you want to be careful and not touch it with your skin. And it's another one. It's one of those plants that doesn't want to be disturbed. Like, once you plant it, it wants to be left alone. So it's one to not be moving around when you're
Right.
And then a question, speaking of skin irritations, another one was, why is poison ivy always seem to be found with the blackberries and the black raspberries? And it's always in areas, and I was like, well, was that an area that was clear cut? And sure enough, she was picking them on a snowmobile trail.
Oh.
So if you're out picking wild berries in an area you're unfamiliar with, really look around. Make sure you know how to identify poison ivy.
Yeah.
Because in any, it's very, very common in clear-cut areas, in easements, under power lines, the snowmobile trails.
Sure.
There's great berry picking there. But those plants always seem to come up in those areas together. So if you're going to go, make sure to have pants and boots and be careful watch what you're...
Try to identify it ahead of time.
Yes,
yeah.
And just be cautious. So
you actually had questions this time around.
Oh, people are always asking me about plants. And then the other one was about house plants and repotting and rooting things. And we're kind of running out of time, so I'll just touch briefly. And I always talk to these folks directly, so they've gotten their answer. But I figure if they have questions, other people probably are wondering, too.
Well, you could do it just for me, because I have questions.
There you go. So when you're repotting your house plants, you always want to only go up to a size that's maybe an inch or two larger than the container it's in.
Oh.
And you want to wait until the plant has filled into those pots. So you can check that by seeing if roots are coming through the drainage hole.
Sure.
You can check it by, after you water, kind of gently trying to pop the plant out of the pot and seeing how that root system is.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get a really big plant and you don't want it to get any bigger, so you can actually pull the plant out, cut off some of the roots, and put it back into its original pot. And then one thing while we're talking about repotting, and I know we're getting close here on time, is there always make sure your plants have good drainage. I had one pot. I didn't realize it had been a gift, and I didn't realize it didn't have holes in it. And then I put the plant outside, and then it was, like, sitting in water. And I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
This doesn't have any drainage. So I had to make sure to get that transplanted. And it's recovered really well. And then there's that overwatering, underwatering. Things can bounce back a lot more from underwatering. Once you overwater and if your roots rot,
you're in trouble.
Really have some problems. Yeah. So, and people always want to put like shards or something in the bottom of the pot. I don't really recommend that. And if you do that, just make sure you're not blocking that drainage hole. Because what happens is you cover the bottom of that pot, and now you don't have drainage. If you can put the rocks under the pot, like between the pot and the saucer, and then that way when water drains through, it holds the plant up above so the roots aren't sitting in it, but also gives the plant some extra humidity. But you don't necessarily need those rocks or shards in the bottom of your plant.
All right. Well, it just saves them one step.
Yes. Well, and it's this drainage issue.
Yeah.
You know, and people are really getting into the succulents now, and they prefer it on the drier side or really good drainage. They don't want to be sitting directly in water, you know, things like aloe vera and your cactus and the other succulents want to be watered and thoroughly when you do it, but you want that water to drain through and not have any water sitting underneath there.
I can't wait for you to come the next time, and hopefully it'll be before the snow flies, because we have two little containers on each side of the door at the station that are, I heard the word succulents, and I was told that's what they all are. So.
Oh, good. And some of those you can probably bring inside then, and you can keep them inside for the winter.
We don't do them. Betty Tomasek, one of our listeners,
I met Betty at the Polk County Fair.
Sure. Well, anyway, she comes and takes care of our plants for us in the summertime. So, and then she takes them all home with her and does whatever she does over the winter.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, we're out of time. How about that?
I can't believe it. I know. I always think I'm not going to have enough. And then I finally, I make all my little notes, and then I try to consolidate it into something slightly organized. And then I look at it, I'm going, oh, boy, now I have too much. So what gets weeded out?
Oh, play on words there. Good job. Sandra, thanks a lot.
Well, everyone, have a safe and enjoyable holiday. And one of these days I'll be back in the studio, but I'm glad that we've been able to do it this way. It's worked out fine.
Me too.
It's getting a lot more comfortable, too. So.
All right. Have a good holiday.
Have a great day. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sandra, the plant lady, and every Friday, well, the first Friday of every month, Sandra's here with the Plant Rant.